This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Let's go, New York! I said, go, New York, go, New York, go! I told you it was gonna be a movie, two movies, in the greatest city in the world tonight. Man, what a time to be alive. 888-808-1019, that was so much fun. I'm still having fun. I could still be out in the streets. I could be out in the boogie down on River Ave. A lot of people went down to Madison Square Garden or outside. It's mobbed. The biggest crowd that you've seen out there for the watch party. This is what you wanted. Knicks in six. Props to positive Tommy. Tommy Lugauer calling his shot. How quickly Tommy left Yankee Stadium. Smart of him. How quickly Mets fans and Yankee Stadium turned into Knicks fans. And it was harmonious. It was a celebration. Every celebrity was in Madison Square Garden tonight. You knew that was an ass whooping coming. You had to know. You had to know. I know some of you called yesterday with panic. Some of you called and you're just so quick to quit on this team. No quit in New York, like the Rangers say. I knew they weren't going to quit. I knew after the way that game five went in Boston that these guys were going to be so locked in, so dialed in, and of course they were. If you're a Knicks fan, you got to be proud. They do it at home. You never get that. You never see that. Some of you young Knicks fans, this is your moment. This is the once-in-a-lifetime Knicks fan moment for the younger generation. They snap a 5-game losing streak in series clinchers. The first time since 99 that they do it in the middle of Manhattan. First time going back to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. Party like it's 1999. Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. Where were you after Y2K? 888-808-1019. What a night, man. Can I first start off and give props to Josh Hart? I know he didn't lead them in scoring, but the image of him being bloodied, the image or video of him having his family jewels grabbed in the last game. He shows up and puts together a triple-double in a closeout game. Josh Hart of the city. That guy's real. And then obviously, as quick as some fans were to jump on OG Anunoby for not having the performance in the game five that you would want. He's one of the highest paid players. Like, come on. OG was ready tonight. 23 points, 4 threes, knocking down all his free throws, give you 9 rebounds. How about Jalen Brunson? Obviously, the captain. 23 points out of him. Another guy hit all of his free throws. Couple threes. I mean, this game was never in doubt. Mikal Bridges, a solid night for him. A plus 25, 22 points. Two blocks, a steal, three assists, four rebounds. I mean, they filled up the stat sheet and called the dogs off. Emptied the bench on him. Deuce McBride with 10 points, a plus 20 off the bench, giving you 32 minutes. Man, the Celtics are cooked. Can I talk about Boston for a minute? 888-808-1019. If any of you Bostonians want to chime in tonight, I doubt it. I bet you're going night-night. I bet you there's nobody on Boston radio on a Friday night that wants to work that shift. You're done. That's wraps. Chris Stapps. You're done. You're down. Jaylen Brown. Blow the team up. Al Horford, retired. Luke Kornet. That was cute what you did in game five, but the 5 points tonight, that's not enough. Not enough. 888-808-1019. Congrats to the New York Knicks and their fans. Stay down until you come up. It is your time. You're going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. You get a rematch against the Pacers, who you got unfinished business with them from last year. I'm going to the phones. It's not about me talking and ranting. I got to hear from you guys.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
But first,
we are the New York Knicks.
Man, open
the
sunroof.
Say go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York.
Roll the windows down.
Say go, New York. Go, New York.
Let them hear you.
Great finale, another three, another dunk for finale. You, it's our troops, man, they don't miss. We are New York, we are New York.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Go New York, go New York.
Okay, let's get anybody else in here to talk. That's a Knicks fan. We're going to get to the Subway Series and the Yankees, but this is historic. This is playoffs. The Knicks are moving on. Tom is in Pleasantville on the fan. What's up, Tom?
Keith, how you doing, bro?
Long-time
listener, first-time caller, bro. Dude. I started watching the Knicks when it was Nate Robinson, David Lee, was in the trenches like everybody my age. I'm 24. And even when they got rid of Gallinari, all those dudes they brought in Melo, couldn't crack the code. Dude, I couldn't be happier, bro. Like, Midtown is crazy right now. I'm heading back north. I just got one question. How far do you think the Knicks are going to go afterwards?
I'm not underestimating them anymore. I underestimated them all the regular season. I thought this team, it was too early for them. I thought they didn't have the chemistry. They couldn't beat elite teams. The regular season doesn't matter. They got a chip on their shoulder. They can beat the Pacers, and then we'll see who comes out of the West. So, like, you know, one game at a time. They do take it one game at a time, too. Like, I'm not going to put a ceiling on them. Like, this is great. Like, to see Yankee fans and Mets fans in the stadium jumping up and down, to see Yankee fans and Mets fans looking at the screens in the Ford Club, looking at anywhere they could find a screen, people, you know, in the handicap areas with their phones up talking to, like, it's rare, man. I've never experienced this, so you love to see it, and there's more. I'm going to Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to get in there one way because this never happens.
No, it's awesome, but who would you want to play if you could play anybody? The Timberwolves or you think the Thunder? Nuggets?
Oh, for the storyline, the Timberwolves. I mean, there's obviously a storyline with iHeart and OKC, but man, the storyline with the Timberwolves, Julius Randle, Alex Rodriguez. I just think it would be great if that happened. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. I know everybody is drinking. I know everybody is celebrating, but this is a children's program. I'll be on till 2 a.m. Let's just keep it clean. So I can keep you on. We don't got to dump the calls. We can keep it rolling. Let's live in this tonight. You're going to remember this night for a long time. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. Did you cash that bet, Moose?
You know I did.
Listen,
it wasn't just you. I hit on people. There was like, yo, first things first, what's good?
Shout out to the Knicks. They good money made, like Kanye said. Can't tell me nothing. Everybody, they mother, they father, they brother, they sister. Celtics in five. I almost agreed. I put my neck out on the line. I put $100. Made 500, and it's not about me, it's about New York. So congrats to them. Incredible ball movement. White on rice defense. They were not going down without getting arrested. That amount of fight, like, you got to give them props.
Yeah. I mean, at halftime, it was what, like 67-34, and the conversation in Yankee Stadium, people were ready to leave Yankee Stadium. The conversation is, yo, no way. They're gonna close this out, right? No way are they not gonna finish this. And yeah, it was a different energy. And that's what I was saying after game five. Okay, the Celtics, they got one. They got one. It was 64-37. They got one. They got one. But can they muster up that energy again? Can they travel back up here and force a game seven? No, it's gonna be too much. They had everybody in there from Busta Rhymes. I saw Ice Spice and Sauce Gardner. Like, they had everybody out tonight, and the energy in New York was too much for Boston.
One thing, and I'll leave you, Keith, in the same exact thing happened in game five that happened in game six. The Knicks went up by 9. But guess what happened? The Garden crowd said, nah, we're cheering you going up by 9. The Boston crowd got on the Celtics like, you can't go down this way. But the Garden's like, nah, we taking this, and we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
It was a party in there. Thanks for the call, Moose. I think the Celtics tied it up. It was like 16-16. Like, there was a little bit of early jitters in the first quarter, some fouls, some turnovers, some missed shots, which is natural. Like, you're on the precipice of doing something that hasn't been done in 2.5 decades. And, man, it was a party in there. I was in Yankee Stadium listening and watching on my phone. Shout out to Mitchell and Fort Lee. I ended up coming around. Shout out to my boy, Mike Lugie. I put 2 and 2 together tonight. I have a friend, last name Lugie. Obviously, you know, talk of the town is going to be Lugie with his prediction, positive Tommy. I ran into Sal. I ran into Hoff. Hoff will be on after me tonight. And, you know, Mitchell and Fort Lee's like, come down to my seats. And I'm down there right behind right field watching on my phone, listening to the game. And, yeah, it's a party, man. It's a celebration. New York City, we up. Subway Series, ridiculous, 47,000 plus, MSG on fire. You can hear them from the Rough Riders anthem in there. What else? You know, you guys know. It is a crazy night, and we're going to keep it going. Mike is in Linden, New Jersey, not from Boston, but a Boston fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? First time caller. I listen to your show every night. It helps me get through with this Uber job. But, so the Knicks, they definitely got the win tonight, but they're not going to win the chip. They're not going to get past Indiana. And all this celebration is all going to come to an end. It's like,
thanks for listening to the show, Mike. Thanks for chiming in, Mike. But, like, we're not doing that. You're not about to tell us what we about to do. What you're not about to do is anything else. Enjoy your chip from last year. You live in Jersey. You're a Celtics fan, bro. Just go to bed. Appreciate it, bro. Or drive safely, rather. You said you're driving, doing Lyft Uber. Tonight is a celebration. Let's go to Bayonne and talk to Lewis on the fan. Lewis, tell us something better than the last call.
Yo, Keith, what's up, bro? Long-time fan. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll tell you four things real quick. Pablo Prigioni, Andre Bargnani, Ron Harper, Eddie House. Bro, these are the dudes I rooted for years.
Heard
I've been
you.
A Knicks fan. I was born in 91. Feel me?
I know it.
What we should be doing today is just celebrate, having a good time. We'll take Indiana game at a time. Don't go crazy with anything, but come on, bro. Look at who I just told you we rooted for. And shout out to the Victory Creatures. You already know.
Yeah, I was out there with them. Thanks for the call. I'll say this, man. Yeah, call up tonight and throw out all the names of the different Knicks that this is for. This is for Clea Anthony Early. This is for Frank Nicolatina. I've already heard David Lee. He said Eddie House. This is for J.R. Smith and them. We've heard Carmelo. Like, think of all the years of those Knicks teams that y'all rolled for that you knew weren't going to get it done, weren't going to get there. You're there now. Don't let anybody tell you what you're not going to do
was not going to happen because the entire world told us Celtics in five if they don't sweep them. 888-808-1019. Leanne is in Yonkers on the Fan. You got it.
Hey there, Keith. This is such an exciting night.
Happy birthday. So, what a perfect time to have a birthday. Taurus season.
Oh, yeah, it is, Keith. And I'm such a big fan of yours. You've done such an amazing job. Really, it's amazing. And the fact that the Yankees beat out the Mets, we always know that this is a Yankees town. But the fact that the Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals, what a time to be alive in New York. There is no better feeling right now. I grew up in an era with David Lee, Nate Robinson. How about Landry Fields? Let's talk about that. This is the Knicks team that we've been waiting for so long. Everyone in New York should stand up, and there's no reason why we can't make it to the finals. We can beat Indiana. There's no way. We got it.
Great call, Leanne. Thank you for the compliments. Enjoy your birthday. And yeah, you know, Yankee Stadium was amazing. I'll say this about the game. Of course, it's just a regular season game, but you only get Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium as a Met one time. And that went fantastic tonight. Leanne shouted out the Bleacher Creatures, man. I love y'all in 203. Like, there's nothing like it in sports. There's nothing like it in baseball. I don't care. People can talk about their fan bases. Like, to see the Creatures all turn around and turn their backs, I was in it. But then when I checked my phone and I could see the TV and the social media, like, that was so well executed. If you were listening to the post game, you heard all through the stadium, not just the bleachers, the "we got Grisham, we won Grisham." There were so many different Juan Soto chants and things thrown at Juan Soto. And yeah, 2 days of rest for Juan. What'd he go, 0-for? And, you know, he worked his walks. Those are some expensive walks. Those are expensive walks for Tyler McGill as well. We'll get to it, but I want to stick with the Knicks energy, yo. Shout out to Lance Thomas. Tyler out on Long Island on the Fan. Tyler, you got it. Go for it. They're partying in the streets.
Get rid of those tickets right now.
Oh.
Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Porzingis? Yeah, Porzingis is wrapped.
So first of all, I want to talk about Yankees and, I guess Yankees next weekend. Also the Knicks. How about the Knicks? Granted, I know it's a long time. We got Pacers beat us last year. No, yeah.
All right, you got to do better than that. The phone lines are jammed. You got to do better than that, fellas. I know you guys got conversations in the back. Again, I know people had a few brouhahas. It's a celebration. It's a party. But let's keep it rolling. I could do all the talking, but I want to hear from you. So, you know, like Leanne just called. And some of the other, like, hit me with something. A lot of people listening. Brett is in the Upper West Side on the Fan next. What's up, Brett?
What's up, Keith? How's it going?
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I was outside MSG celebrating for a bit, now back home, and just want to talk about how the chemistry looked off the charts today. When Pat is on, you just see him click with Brunson, then you see OG clicking too, and I just feel like this team is unstoppable. What are your thoughts on just the chemistry?
Yeah, as I was watching in there, I'm like, okay, last game you saw the Celtics adjust without Tatum, and they passed the rock. Tonight you saw 25 assists from the Knicks, and whoever's open, shoot it. If you got a contested shot, give it up. They were all over the place. And yeah, their chemistry was there. They all hit their free throws, and they were all bought in because they weren't going back to Boston. They knew there was one job and one job to do only, and they did that job from start to finish. This was their first game, maybe of the entire series, definitely of this entire series, playing the full 48 minutes and being dominant and being in control. And you love to see it because it bodes well for the next series where people are going to talk about the depth of the Pacers and how they run the floor and how many guys they have. So what, man? These guys have heart. And we talked about their chemistry all year about how quickly would they come together because Mikal Bridges just got with these guys. Okay, he's obviously played college ball with Hart and with Brunson. Okay, Karl-Anthony Towns coming in late. Man, they have built their chemistry through these playoffs. The Pistons was a tough series. the Celtics was a tough series, completely uphill, that nobody thought they could do. That's what strengthens their bond. That's what brings the camaraderie and brings them together. It is literally New York versus everybody, and those guys embody it.
Yeah, I agree. It just, you have the three from college plus Cat on and OG, like that starting lineup, no one could stop them right now in the league.
Hey, you got to believe. Thanks for the call, Brett. 888-808-1019. Belief is needed. I've been saying that a lot. And when you're a fan, you're supposed to be fanatical, irrational. You're supposed to believe. Moose in Jamaica put $500 on the Knicks to win the series. When people probably told him, what? Why would you do that? Every show you watch, you listen to the radio, every podcast. Ah, yeah, it's probably, you know, Knicks can't win this one. Probably Celtics in five. Knicks, no way. The Celtics, they don't match up well against the Celtics. They can't guard the three. The Celtics shoot the three. The Celtics are the defending champ. This is why we bet on this stuff. This is why we talk about it nonstop and have all these shows. This is why we pay so much money to go see, because nobody knows. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. We'll keep taking your calls on the Knicks, and I'll slowly sprinkle in more things about how, you know, the guys that the Yankees pivoted to after Juan Soto chose the Mets, they shined tonight. It worked out for both sides. You could call it a silver line. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But we don't need you. It was a glorious night in the Bronx. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're juggling work, life, and receivers who can't catch a cold. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That is right. 25 years, like Marco just said, 25 years in the making, the New York Knicks are back. And let's just be honest. We talked about this a couple weeks ago where I said, don't let the regular season fool you. Don't let those losses to the Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers and the Thunder bother you and scare you. It is a different New York Knicks team in the playoffs. The biggest difference, obviously, during the regular season, there was no Mitchell Robinson. That was the easiest thing to look at. Mitchell Robinson didn't really play any of those games until the last two of the season where he played a game against the Celtics, game against Cavaliers. But that was it. Mitchell Robinson was never there. And the New York Knicks played a different style back in the regular season. And it's different now. It's the playoffs. And the big boy showed up. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Carl Anthony Towns, they all showed up at Madison Square Garden last night against the Celtics. And you could sit there and say, oh, Jason Tatum wasn't there. That's why they clobbered the Celtics, okay? They clobbered the Celtics. And yes, they, you know, lost game five, but who cares? It never really mattered how the Knicks won. All they had to do was win. Same thing against the Pistons last series. It didn't make a difference how they got there, as long as you advance. And I'm sorry, this series was over while Tatum was healthy, okay? This series was over while Jason Tatum was still healthy. And the New York Knicks go out there in six games and find a way to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is something where you've looked at for years. You looked at for two decades. When are the Knicks going to go deep into the playoffs? When are the Knicks going to make a deep run? Did you expect it to be right now? Did you expect it to be this year? This is why you have to take every single season and its own isolated, you know, isolated year and just kind of believe. You never know when it's going to happen. You never know when you're going to go deep into a playoff run. You never know when the cards are going to line up. No matter how good or how bad a team is. All I heard from a lot of people questioning this Knicks team during the regular season. They're not good enough. Whether you want to talk about they don't have the toughness, they don't have the role players like they had last year. I'm sorry, but going into this season, I felt like this was the best starting five the Knicks have ever had up and down the court. That they've ever had. All are so talented. Now, yes, they don't show up every day. They don't show up every quarter. Okay, that's fine. It happens. It happens. But at the end of the day, they show up more often than not. Carl Anthony Towns, I know that everyone loved to say, what a bad trade. How soft was Carl Anthony Towns? What, you know, they prefer having, whether it was Julius Randle, whether it was having Dante DiVincenzo, because he was so important around. Or how about Carl Anthony Towns, 21 points, 12 rebounds in a clinching game. And I listen, when people tell me he's soft, I need to understand, what does that mean? Is it the soft fouls? I understand that he's not defensively as gifted as others or takes plays off or just isn't perfectly formatted for every single style of basketball on the court. Like, his skill set is not perfect. But don't call him soft anymore. Stop. He shows up. He has his days. He has his nights. He's physical. Is he perfect? No. But I'd much rather have Carl Anthony Towns on this team than anybody else, than Julius Randle. And by the way, maybe we'll find out who's better. Maybe we'll find out in the next round, in a couple rounds from now. We'll find out. In game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, is going to start Wednesday versus the Pacers, which is great. This is revenge. Like, again, I just said before, like, it's amazing how you never know when cards line up, how things line up, and it's just like, it's perfect. What a dirty series versus the Pistons. You beat the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and now you get the revenge against the Pacers. I mean, it's all lining up here. It's all lining up for the New York Knicks to do something special, to give New York something they've been begging for the longest time. And I know that they're, you know, this is still just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, but every step is that much closer. Every step is that much closer to getting to the finals. I'm not overlooking Indiana. I'm not overlooking anything. But the fact is that this New York Knicks team has constantly proven how good they are, how resilient they are, how tough they can be. Again, you can't, it's not like the Knicks were just, you know, smoking the Celtics every single game in the series. They came back from 20-point deficits multiple times and came out on top. That is nearly impossible. The Knicks did nearly impossible. But that is the resilience of this team. That is the that is Jalen Brunson in a nutshell. That he is that blue-collar guy that goes out there and works and works and works and grinds out his points. Well, they grind out wins. They grind out series. That's what they do. Now, yeah, and the regular season was a little different. Maybe some games there were more blowouts than not. But Brunson was always that type of player. Since he stepped on the court for the Knicks, he's never not been that guy that grinds everything out. And that is this New York Knicks team. They're gritty. I love it. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up, Pete Hoffman, at Hoff, WFAN, on all social media platforms. 888-808-1019. And how can you not be excited about this Knicks team? How can you not be excited? And it's starting to feel like New York sports as a whole is all turning the corner, which is amazing. But to think that the Knicks, a team that hasn't been, you know, up until 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, really when Julius Randle came over, but till then, Knicks really haven't been relevant. They've been so under the radar. Everyone's wanted them to be good, but they've been overhyped at best. You're talking 25 years since the last time the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals. 25 years! And this is the team to do it. And you got to love it. And you got to respect it. And the journey's not over. And again, this is just going to show that more and more every day, every game gets that much closer. And it just seems like this team is doing something special. Now, I know Jalen Brunson coming into the season, everyone was sitting there and talking about, oh my goodness, building the statue because, wow, took a cheap deal, took a team-friendly deal, and helped build this squad. And it felt like because of those moves, because of that selfishness or not selfishness, the exact opposite, selflessness,
of Jalen Brunson that everyone's building a statue. It's not about being a good team player. It's about winning. And right now, that's what this team is doing. May not be pretty every game, even though it was basically a complete and utter dismissal of the Boston Celtics. I mean, that's really what that was. For four quarters, that game was never close. That was an absolute blow up by the New York Knicks. Blowout by the New York Knicks over the Boston Celtics. And it was a four quarter party. 888-808-1019. On the other hand, there was another scene in the Bronx, which was, let's be honest, it was just as incredible because that's where I was last night. That's where I was sitting last night. Right field at Yankee Stadium watching the return of Juan Soto to the Bronx. And let's just be fair. Anybody that sits there and says this game wasn't a big deal, you're lying to yourself, okay? You're lying to yourself. This game was a big deal because 45, 46, 47,000 people were screaming F you basically to Juan Soto as he stepped on the field. It was a big deal. You turned the back to the guy. It was a big deal. At the end of the day, the most important thing is you won the game. The Yankees won the game. That's the biggest thing. That's the most important thing. That's all you have to do is win the game. Doesn't make a difference. Winning prizes for scoring the biggest contract, being a great teammate, those mean nothing. You got to win the game. The eye on the prize is winning the championship. That is the goal. Yankees won this game. And they completely embarrassed the Mets, to be fair. And Juan Soto. But we'll get more to that. 888-808-1019. Let's get your phone calls. If you want to talk Knicks, 888-808-1019. And just celebrate. It's celebrate. You got to celebrate right now. It is. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing earlier last night. After the Knicks won, I was out having some nice wings. A place where Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart go. That's where I was. After the Yankee-Mets game, that's where I went. But it's time to celebrate. It's time to enjoy yourself. I know that people are celebrating right now. People are still out. People are still partying. We got a few days. Enjoy it because the next series is right around the corner. 888-808-1019. John in Newtown. Excuse me, John. What's going on? Welcome to the fan.
What's going on, Huff?
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Hey, listen. Celebrate. Obviously, you're right. But, you know, as a Knicks fan, I'm torn because I was at the Yankee game tonight, and I missed the best Knicks game in 25 years. But listen, Coach Tibbs has got to come up with a game plan here. I mean, going into the next series, Carlisle's a good coach. We got to come up with something, no?
Well, you don't think he's going? You don't think he has a game plan? You think Tibbs is going in blind? Listen, I understand that Tom Thibodeau has his faults. Tom Thibodeau has his issues. We could sit there and talk about how he doesn't really, you know, get deep into his bench. We could talk about how sometimes we sit there and watch him and the Knicks be down by, like, you know, double digits and be, you know, continuously be, like, looking awful. And we're waiting for Thibodeau to sit there and call a timeout when, oh, my goodness, now they're down by 20 and he still hasn't called a timeout. What are you waiting for? So, yeah, I can't say that Tom Thibodeau is perfect. That's not what I'm saying. But right. On the other hand, too, like, he goes in there with strategy. He goes in there with plans. There are some days that he's not his best either. But I got to be honest. I'm not sitting there right now and after a huge victory already thinking of, like, oh, my goodness, is Tom Thibodeau going to get outcoached by Carlisle? I'm not thinking about that right now.
Carlisle's good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's great. He's fantastic. He won a championship in Dallas, right?
Right.
Right, exactly.
And it didn't do too bad with Detroit either.
Yeah. But listen, Does he have? Here's what it's going to come down to. It's not just. And John, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. It's not just about the coach. It's not just about the players. It's about everything. It's about the timing. It's about being healthy. Which players are healthy right now? I mean, the biggest issue about last game, about game six for the Knicks was, can you get out of that game as healthy as possible? Because there was that. Honestly. What point in time did you ever feel like the Knicks were not going to win game six versus Celtics? At what point in time did you feel threatened? At what point in time did you go, uh-oh, this is going to be a tight one? This is going to be... The Knicks so early put a stop to any of that. And listen, again, you go back to game five where they just got completely blown out. It's like, okay... You knew that the Celtics, former champions, defending champions, they got fight. They're not going to go out just, all right, whatever, our best player's out, we're done. No, they're going to go out and fight. They gave it their best. They put it all on the court in game five, made sure they didn't lose at home. And listen, that's all you can do is respect the team. You can just respect Boston Celtics saying, hey, they didn't give up. And you prefer that. You don't want to see a team give up. But they had no chance. Coming into Madison Square Garden, there was never a chance that they were going to win this game, the Boston Celtics. There was never a chance. And that's because the Knicks just wanted it more. The Knicks decided that they were going to win their game. And I got to be honest, I loved it. I loved every second of the Knicks going out there and just completely dominating from start to finish. I mean, we're sitting there because we're watching at the Yankee game and we got the phones on and we got the game on. We're right there in right field. Me, Sal, our buddy Mitch, our buddy Steve. We're sitting there. And watching the Yankee game in right field where Aaron Judge and Juan Soto are alternating innings, and yet we got the game on, watched it, and there's never like a point where it's like, oh my goodness, this game is going to be a close one and we're going to have to sweat this out, and oh no, we might have to come play a game on Monday. Never, not even close. Not even close. So if you're a Knicks fan right now, you got to be feeling amazing. Johnny, Jimmy, we will get to you guys in a second. Got to take a quick break here. 888-808-1019. Let's celebrate. There's no reason not to. Let's enjoy this. Enjoy the next few days, and then we'll get back to it. Game one on Wednesday. First, the Pacers. You ready?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-3 shots, maybe he's going to take a game, but he's going to drill them, and they're momentum changing.
It's not about quantity, it's about timeliness.
Right.
And the timeliness was really, really key, but the rope was never let go of, despite the Celtics getting off to such a great start last night. And that was the key. And that's why when we go back to game 3, the game where the Celtics beat the crap out of them, yeah, that was the difference. If they had kept it close by making more shots early, I'm not saying they come back and win, but I agree with Tommy that if these games are close, especially now without Tatum, but even when Tatum was there, right, I trust the Knicks to execute down the stretch. And they've proven it in the 3 wins.
Well, I think the question will be, from a Celtic standpoint, who can match Jalen Brunson? For this game, it was clearly Jason Tatum. Even though, even with him matching Brunson, the Knicks were making themselves known, especially in the fourth quarter. But now, who can match Jalen Brunson for the Boston Celtics?
Well, the only option is Jalen Brown. He was the NBA Finals MVP last year, and they're going to need him to be a Mega Man, a Superman, if you will. Devin is calling from up in Boston. How are you, Devin?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Okay.
Pretty good.
So, I guess, I mean, a roller coaster ride of a game for me. I was honestly not as positive as Tommy, but at halftime when a lot of my negative thoughts crept in, I jumped on your Instagram page and watched kind of Tommy's 5 points and was like, all right, Tommy's positive. Let's see what can happen with Tommy's 5 commandments. Let's put it that way. And then, you know, finally got a big win at home. Like you guys mentioned, the crowd was engaged. All 5 starters came to play. But, you know, the game yesterday, obviously in the third quarter, I think Mike Breen described it as like a heavyweight fight. They were trading haymakers, and it was insane to watch that third quarter. Such a high level of basketball, and also just from the Knicks, the grit, the intensity, and the defensive effort never waned.
Effort, discipline, switching, all that stuff. They were dead on. I mean, this is why you credit Tibbs, because he's the one that prepares them for those type of moments, changes the strategies. And even though there were points where it got a little sloppy, but when it mattered, they were on point. And that's all you can ask for from a team that ends up playing a lot of minutes in the regular season and now playing a lot of minutes, especially Mikal Bridges, who went 44 again.
It goes back to a point you made in the middle of January, or maybe it was the middle of February, or maybe it was both months. We just all agreed that late in a close game, we trust the Knicks to execute over the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
And maybe a part of the reason why we feel that way is not just Jalen Brunson, but the fact that the Knicks are so equipped by playing big minutes all year that they're not wearing down at the end of a game, unless your name is Karl Anthony Towns. Then he's just not on the floor. And that's okay.
Well, part of that was because he gets in foul trouble because the refereeing was horrendous.
A part of it is that, but a part of it is, and this has been going on all year with Cap, but it's okay because of Mitch.
Right.
He does wear down late in games. No, like, his biggest impact is never in the fourth quarter.
And it's funny because yesterday all I could think about with Cap was just be comfortable where you're most comfortable at. And that's around the arc shooting 3-pointers. He was 0-for-3 from 3-point.
Right.
But 11-for-12 for 2-pointers and played a lot of his game in the post and had impact offensively and defensively in the paint.
Let's go to Mickey in Walcott, Connecticut. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys. Hey, ENT. Thank you for taking my call, man.
All's good, bro.
Guys, all right. Cheeky. Last time I spoke to you guys, I know I said that I wanted to send a get-well card and maybe a memo you know, to the Pistons head coach, but I think you might have sent it to the wrong address. Because I'm starting to think you sent it to Tibbs. Because when we say we break people's legs, we said it figuratively, not literally.
I know, you maybe, know? But, right? It was non-contact. It was a phantom baton. Nothing happened. I don't know what you're talking about, Mickey. Yeah.
But listen, I'll tell you one thing. I can't remember what sports personality said this, but I know there was a sports personality that said, you know, Boston this year was made to win again, but the Knicks were designed to beat them. Mm. So right now, you just got to do what you got to do. You know, and this is coming from also a Bills fan. You know, over the last few years as a Bills fan, I see my Bills continuously being the team that's built to beat the Chiefs, and unfortunately, we just don't get it done.
Yeah.
The Knicks, you got to get it done. You got to get it done. You're finally at the pinnacle that you've been aiming for years. It's probably going to be my first chip that I, as a fan, for like over 20 years that I'm going to see.
Right.
And I want to see this. You're beating the number one or number two team, whatever the case may be. Now you got to just get over the hump and just get it done.
You're spot on.
You're right.
He's spot on.
You have a big lead in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter being the fourth game you got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win four to go to the next round, go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You're in the fourth quarter, at least tomorrow you will be, and you got a big lead. So take care of business. Just don't crap it away.
It is something I say often, whether it's a team I root for or a team I don't root for. I said it about the Mets last year. You tried to calm me down off of it. You don't know how often you're going to be in this spot. I say this spot, I don't just mean up 3-1 on Boston. I mean this spot with just everything around this league right now, where you're likely to have home court advantage in an Eastern Conference Finals because Indiana's up 3-1. And if Cleveland somehow comes back, how much do they have left?
Yeah.
They've been ravaged by injuries. There's a chance you'll have home court advantage in the NBA Finals,
right,
unless the Thunder are the team that represents the West. So we stand at a moment in time in which the New York Knicks have to seal the deal, and that's winning the whole damn thing.
Right.
And look, we could sit here, if they don't, and say, well, it was still a great year, it was still a lot of fun, and sure, you could argue that, but what I know from experience is that you don't ever know if you're getting back. Look at the Celtics. This is why last year the Celtics needed to win an NBA title, and they did. Because look what's happening to them now. They're done. Mm. They're done this year. They're done next year in all likelihood, and that's why when the moment is there for you, like, remember what we said about the Celtics last year?
Yeah.
We said easiest road to a championship ever.
And, technically it was easiest championship, too. But you know
what I mean? Who cares? It's a championship.
You got one.
You get it. Doesn't matter the circumstances. And right now, the circumstances have lined up for the New York Knicks to win an NBA title. And they got to do it. And if they don't, again, yeah, we'll argue, oh, it was a great year. It was a lot of fun. But we never know if we're going to be back in this spot. So you got to seal it.
Yeah, we talked about it with the Mets last year with all the vibes and everything, and we look back on it and we enjoyed the run and we are glad they got as far as they did, but you don't always get the stars to align, whether it's the Pope here, whether it's the divine intervention, whether it's all the gimmicks last year with the Mets, whether it's the road or the path here for the Knicks and everything, and they're healthy, everybody's good to go.
That's the key, bro.
Because you're seeing it around the league.
Yes.
Again, knocking on wood here. We're seeing it around the league. Everybody's dropping like flies other than really the Pacers and the Thunder and the Knicks, a couple teams. And really, it's about, didn't Jeter say this all the time? It's the healthiest team this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is.
It's really imperative to be healthy.
They say the same thing in football. The team that starts the same team on Super Bowl Sunday that they started on week one, they're the ones that usually win.
And that's the thing. Like, the Mets are a great example because right now they're having a great year. Okay, they are. They're having a wonderful year. We don't know where they're going to be in October.
Mm-hmm.
They may run into a hot team in the divisional series and get knocked off.
Right.
And so the same goes with the Knicks. And let the Tatum injury also be a lesson. They may not seal the deal and win a title this year. And the next year, rightfully so, Tommy, you'll come on and say, hey, I'm positive. We should be good. We're healthy. Another year together. All good stuff. We added to our bench. We're great. We're good to go. And then when you least expect it, on an innocuous play, in game four of a playoff series, it all shatters.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, I mean it, with a little bit of heartbreak, because no one wants to see any professional athlete go down like
that. Right.
You don't want it. No one wants it.
No, and especially because, as we've mentioned multiple times, it didn't matter in this game when Tatum goes down. The Knicks had just gone out on that OG dunk to a 9-point lead. They were going to win the game. And so you never want to lose, and you don't care ultimately, but you don't want to lose with the team compromised, right? It just is what it is, but you'll take it because you take it.
You will take it because all of us as fans have lost in part because our teams were compromised.
No doubt.
It's what you screamed last year, Tommy, after losing Game 7.
Uncrowned champions.
They were compromised. And they were.
They lost to attrition.
They were compromised. My team was a few years earlier. It doesn't make me feel better, but they were compromised. So you never apologize for taking advantage of another team being compromised. And right now they are. I assume we'll get an update on Jason Tatum, and when we do, you will hear it from us. Now, we had a caller earlier mention Tommy's five-point plan last night. He did a great Cinco de Five-O leading into the Celtic game. We believe in holding ourselves accountable. We will quickly listen to his five Cinco points and see if he went 5 for 5 in the New York Knicks victory. We also have a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted coming up at 3:30, where we guess the old tweets of some of our fellow WFAN coworkers. And Jason Tatum, unfortunately, was not the only person who suffered a horrific injury last night.
On that note, the Yankees did just release an official statement. Oswaldo Cabrera fractured left ankle, 10-day IL. Obviously, we expect more. DJ LeMahieu, rather than wait tomorrow, is being recalled today to play for the New York Yankees.
Terrible news for Oswaldo. If you stayed up late last night, you saw him score on a sacrifice fly and then immediately start to writhe in pain. Is that writhe in pain?
Yep, that's the right one.
And one of the cool stories about this heartbreak, as an ambulance comes out and they stretcher him off, was a story that Aaron Judge told and a story that Aaron Boone told. And both guys looked like they were going to cry talking about this, which is understandable. Oswaldo's loved in that locker room. Is that Oswaldo wanted to make it very clear, did I score that run? And meanwhile, the game is over at that point, but shows the competitor that he is, but horrible injury for him last night. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019.
And I hear Al, and I think Eddie chimed in as well, about the Who concert. I'm not a big Who fan, like, full disclosure. I'm just not.
Me neither.
I know they are wildly popular, not necessarily my thing. Awesome to have a chance to win them.
Who's lead singer? Dove, do you know?
They started in the late 60s, the Who, actually. Oh. Like, I probably know more of their songs.
Roger Daltrey?
Okay, so I feel like I've heard that name
before.
Well,
you know Pinball Wizard. You know some of their songs for sure.
I'm sure I've heard them.
You do. I don't know how I forgot their lead singer's name.
Did they do Mojo Rising?
No, that's the Doors.
Oh.
Get your Mojo Rising.
Yeah, they used to play it at Che.
Ah, yes.
That's how I know that one. Anyway.
In between the what's the other song that they used to play at Che that we talked about the other day?
The Curly Shuffle.
The Curly Shuffle.
Anyway, all right.
So anyway, long story short, they were saying that, I guess back in 1989, the Who had a big promotion, the Farewell North American Tour. And, you know, those guys bought tickets thinking it's the last time they're going to see him. Here it is, 2025. We promise. This is the real one. No, but this is a great event, and a lot of people love The Who. I'm just not a massive fan.
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Did you see all the celebrities? Now, I don't know who they showed on TV last night because I was in the building.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, sometimes during the break, I'm going to go run to the bathroom. I think I did that once or twice or whatever, so I might have missed some. But did you see, Kylie Jenner, okay.
Saw her.
Kendall, okay. They showed her on TV. They did not show her at the Garden, but I saw it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yep, right there.
Okay, he's a legit Knicks fan.
Big time. Right?
Great actor. Come on.
What's the matter?
I'm just like, enough of the Timothy Chalamet. Can it be about the Knicks and not about the Knicks fans? Spike Lee, Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet now. Cardi B was on hand last night.
Cardi B was there. Yeah, totally. I think Stefon Diggs, they were rapping.
I think they're together. Yeah.
Are they together?
I believe so.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
They showed up at the Knicks.
Good for Stefon Diggs.
I believe so, nice. Yeah. But either way, you know, the celebrities there.
Don't let it bother you. Come on.
You get all the former Knicks on hand.
That bothers me a little bit. Only some. That bothers me more than some of the celebrities. Maybe because I'm desensitized to the celebrities like Matthew Modine. Like, you watch the Knicks all these years. You are always getting peppered with celebrities. Tracy Morgan. Respect to those guys. They're real fans.
Edie Falco. She's at a lot of
them. Yes, she is at a lot of them. You're right. Yeah, Edie's out there quite
a
bit.
I'm going with her.
Yeah, I'd love to sit watch a game with her. She's awesome. I love Edie Falco. So the problem with me is, now I don't mind it, like Spree, Larry Johnson, that's one thing. I don't, and I'm not trying to make this personal, I don't know why it bothers me so much seeing Stephon Marbury having fun. I do know why it bothers me. I actually just answered my own question. I'll tell you the answer. Because when I see Stephon Marbury, I don't think Prodigy from Lincoln, who, oh yeah, by the way, grew up in a big-time Knicks fan. Right. I know he loved the Knicks. He wanted to be a Knick, right? I don't think Stephon Marbury with the shade, you know, the awesome haircut, when, you know, is it Georgia Tech or with the T-Wolves? I think Marbury, Knicks, and they sucked. And they were dysfunctional. And has he really earned the right to be in the middle of that?
Yeah. Tim Thomas, same thing. I mean, Marbury, obviously.
Tim Thomas, game. Worse.
Yeah. Well, that's my point, but he's always at these things. It's an odd mix sometimes. See, I have an issue with Melo for the same reasons. And it's, now, Melo was obviously better for the Knicks than Marbury.
Yeah.
But I still feel like Melo's elevated to a level that is not worthy of a Ewing, Starks, Larry Johnson level. But Melo gets that treatment at the Garden, so it bothers me. Now, he wasn't there last night, thankfully, or at least I didn't see him last night either. Yeah, I mean, those little things like Tim Thomas, Marbury, it becomes, and Timothy Chalamet, fine, he's a legit Knicks fan, which is great, but I don't need to see the post reporting, oh, Timothy Chalamet showed up at the Knicks game. Who cares? Edie Falco's there, and they show her on the Jumbotron. Great, keep it moving. Like, that's, to me, cool. That's how it should be. Here are the stars over here. Let's keep it moving. Oh, Timothy Chalamet graced us with his presence at every Knick game. I get it. I mean, we understand. Okay, he's a Knicks fan. Great. So Spike Lee, same thing. Like, for 35 freaking years, I got to see Spike Lee. Front and center.
Talking to the refs, you know, feigning the travel call. All right, Spike, we get it. You know, the camera's on you. All right.
It shouldn't. But it does take a little enjoyment away from it when it's like seeing Cardi B on the big screen. Hey, cool, Cardi B is here. Oh, hey, did you see this person here? Oh, hey, that's cool. Mm. But just the forcing it down your throat. To Hop's point before, I did see an article from the Post, a story. Like, there was a story that because Timothy Chalamet kissed, which Jenner is he dating?
Kylie Jenner, yeah.
Because he kissed Kylie during like some Knicks play. He was cheering.
He's happy. He enjoyed the Brunson explosion.
Who cares? He kissed
breaking
his girlfriend.
Breaking news. Yeah. Boyfriend kisses girlfriend. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. So here's where I think you're selling Chalamet a little bit short here. Yeah. You're being a little unfair in this regard. So
he's a legit Knicks fan.
The point where he skipped the Met Gala and he said, hey, Kylie, you go. I'm staying home watching the Knicks Pistons.
Respect.
Yes.
Respect.
So we can't get on Chalamet for that.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming, like,
who you blame? Who you blaming, though?
Dude, it's the camera crew
that get instructed to say, stick the camera in front of Edie Falco's face.
The post who's writing,
why do you have to blame anybody? Just damn Knicks fans.
You can't go on social media for 3 seconds without finding out Timothy Chalamet, what he's doing, probably because of who he's dating.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it.
I love him as an actor. I think he's great. Now, the complete unknown, like, I'm not a Bob Dylan guy, but I thought he was great in the movie.
I'm not a Bob Dylan guy at all.
Okay, but like...
I think Bob Dylan has one of the worst voices of one of the all-time great singers ever.
Timothy Chalamet.
That's a rough take, I get it, but still.
Excellent actor. And legit diehard Knicks fan.
No doubt, he's all in.
And it's not his fault, but I don't need to know that he's at every one of these games.
Now, when they show Edie, do you get a little Sopranos theme like they do for Schripper? Was Steve Schripper there?
I think it was just a quick multiple celebrities, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, little montage.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
The montage. Chalamet gets a separate treatment.
As he should. A little bit of a different status at this point.
It's because he's a certain age. That's why. If 30 and younger, I think he'd get like that star treatment. Like anything over like 35, I think you have to get like encompassed with everybody else.
Yeah, like our boy Jerry Ferrara Turtle.
Oh,
he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's another one.
Oh, no, don't start with him.
Oh, come on.
He's getting a little bit over. You know, they phase him out. They put him in a second row, I'm sure, when they send
would
him.
You? I was thinking about this last night, too, because there's only so many first row seats you can come up with. I know.
Well, by the way, you sat them at the St. John's game, thanks to me.
It was great.
You went, Huff.
Yeah, we weren't shown on the Jumbotron. Was Booney shown on the Jumbotron?
Yes, he was.
Buster Rhymes was there last night.
He's always there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, not always, but he's there a lot.
Usually Fat Joe. And
Howard Stern comes out of his hole. He'll get back to a game at some point.
So my question is, if you were that level celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opportunity to go.
Yep.
Would you go if it weren't like courtside front row seats?
I will. I honestly, even if I was of that caliber, I honestly think I would watch the game in my sick man cave. I really do, man.
You have an issue with going to games.
No, I just have an issue with dealing with 19,000 people at this stage.
Really?
Yeah, but listen, I went to the Yankees World Series last year. I went to the Yankees playoffs a couple of years before that against the Astros. I go to a couple of Jet games a year, whether it's, you know, the trips that I host or go to a game or so at MetLife. I mean, I go to games. I'm always doing St. John's. I just prefer my TV and my chair. And really, the other thing, too, is you know this. The kids. I want to watch the game with the kids. I want them to be a part of it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Go ahead.
While we're on the topic.
What?
I need you to admit.
I'm admitting nothing to you, just the way you asked that.
I need you to admit the truth.
Go ahead.
You do not want to go to the Mets Yankees game because you don't want to go to the game. Not because of a game six, which might not, by the way, be played. It might not be
a game
six.
I'm almost hoping the Knicks lose game five.
I know you are.
All right, so to come fully clean. I cannot have my Knick viewing even remotely compromised that
Understood.
Night.
Understood.
That's a given.
And I will say, before you go further, after last night's game, it was the first time that I started to say, hey, Mitch,
we might have a problem here because I can't miss the Knicks game six.
Close under out, these circumstances. Conference finals.
We might have a problem. I'm not getting the game six. Hey, anyway.
At least but, I was okay. kind enough to let Mitch know that we have a problem immediately.
Right.
I mean, but, you might hit him up the last day that he's stuck with tickets.
No, we'll know by tomorrow night. Right, well, okay, but go ahead.
I do believe that the logistical hoops that I would have to jump through to make that night happen played in a little bit.
Because there
I'll
might,
give you that.
Because there might not be a game six.
I'll give you that. That's where it ends. I give you no more than that. That's it. I gave you enough. That's the truth. I want to watch the Knicks. Now, it also might rain.
But if there are no Knicks, then...
Then I just don't want to deal with the nonsense.
See?
I can come clean on that.
As long as you... No, because I think you're painting it as... I saw it on social media. You're painting it like, oh, I'm a big Knicks fan. I can't go to the game.
I'm a massive Knicks fan. Okay. I don't have to paint that. Like, everybody knows that.
All right. Well, so am I. But it doesn't matter when you have commitments and tickets to go to a game. And by the way... You're entitled to not go for whatever reason you want.
Oh, gee, thank you.
I just want to get to the...
Thank you for bestowing me with that free hall pass.
But if there is no game six...
Yeah.
You could still come.
I'll be watching Soto from my couch.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's a colossal pain in the ass going
there. I get it. I just wanted to come clean. I want everybody to...
Can I come clean? Can I come clean? It sounds like somebody else is going to be backing out of this on Friday, too.
Yeah.
If there is a game six, it's going
to
be a problem.
I mean, he's building bricks to put a wall against me here.
No.
Dude, there's a couple of pebbles coming your way as well. It seems like you're getting ready to ditch Mitch.
All right. No. If there is a game six,
yeah,
I will come to your side if there is a game six and say, you know what, BT, I was wrong. I underestimated it. Now, here's why, though. Because also, I didn't think the series would go the way that it's gone.
But that's not my problem.
No, understood.
That doesn't have
understood.
To factor into my mindset.
I'm admitting that I was wrong. And I'm saying that if there is a game six, now would be obviously the greatest of circumstances where no Tatum, Knicks looking to close it out, get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I got a taste of it last night, what the Knicks could do being at the Garden. So I admit I either was being ignorant to what it could be or underestimating the power of that game six and maybe just hoping it didn't happen. I was wrong. You were right in that regard. If there isn't a game six,
I will enjoy a beautiful couple of drinks underneath Mike. It's probably going to rain. And I will watch the game from my outside space.
But then there's no...
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Just so from my, not even defense, but I will let you know this part you don't know. So it's not just the logistics of going to the Bronx, right. It's pain in the ass.
I admit it as well.
Pain in the ass.
We talked about it.
A little bit easier for you because you're coming from SNY, hop on the train. I'd have to go home.
Home is a pain in the ass.
Sit for an hour or so and then get back in the car and go from Jersey, which I've done for playoff games and World Series and opening days and other days. And by the way, I'm going to the stadium next week with the Little League, the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, so I'll be there next week. But this Friday night is actually a very big thing in my town that my wife spearheaded and organized, and I'm not going to that either. It's a big movie viewing on the ball field. Like, it's a big thing now, that she's put a lot of sweat equity into it, and like the entire hundreds of people, like, it's a big deal.
Now, but what if there's no Knick game? How are you getting out of that?
Well, then I say I'm going to watch Soto against the Yankees. I'm not going like that. Then the Soto and the Yankees become very convenient.
That's third on the list, that the town thing.
It might be fourth. Behind sleeping. I mean, honestly, I love it. I love my town. I think my town knows I'm very involved. That's the last place I want to be is watching a movie.
Yeah, I can't say
come on,
who
are we kidding here?
BT and Sal on the fan. Dove, you have something you need to add here?
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, I actually want to know what happens on the field when it rains.
What? They put a tarp on.
No, but they're all there.
You mean for the movie?
Correct. Yeah.
Not my problem. I'll be dry.
You guys are basking in the glow of a Knick run here, and rightly so, as they're up 3-1 with Game 5 in Boston tonight. Jason Tatum did have surgery yesterday for the ruptured Achilles, so he is done. You guys are enjoying it, of course. Some are not, like Evan Roberts, who is definitely struggling with the Knicks' success and the Nets' failures as he is heading up to Boston. He had this message for the fans, the listeners, and for Tommy Lugauer.
I'm dead. And what more do you want from me? I'm on the side of the road. I've been run over 5 times. I think you guys can win the NBA title. Like, I'm dead.
There you go. He's had enough.
Yeah, I mean,
finally got to him.
I can definitely understand it. But then again, he's going up to Boston with Lugauer, so he's like kind of buying into the whole thing. But yeah, it's tough for a guy like him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when the shoe was on the other foot and it looked like the Brooklyn Nets were going to somehow figure out a way to win a championship with those guys, and the Knicks were down, and Kevin Durant didn't want to play for the Knicks and all that stuff. I felt that at the time, and now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's when they didn't get Zion.
Yes.
So, you know, now shoes on the other foot for the little fella. It's all right. You'll be okay. Huh? You got a family, I think. Your in-laws live with you. Everything will be fine.
It's not fine. Yeah. Well, not if you're him.
Yeah, I mean, watching the Knicks do this, have a shot at making the NBA Finals, a team and a fan base that he hates, and then having the NBA draft lottery where the Nets could have gotten the number one overall pick and a guy in Cooper Flagg who would have changed their organization and get the eighth pick. Yeah, it's a tough.
And I just won't want to cry.
Yeah,
I understand. I just won't want to shrivel up in the fetal position and freaking cry from this.
Oh. It's not even the one. It's that you didn't get a top four. Because that was the one thing watching that thing. They were showing like there's five big guys in this draft.
Yeah.
You didn't even get top five.
Yeah.
So, well, you're going to get Giannis.
Derek Queen could be there.
Yeah, Derek Queen from Maryland. Good player.
Could
and
be there.
Young kid needs to grow up a little bit and get a little bit stronger. But I think he would be a good pick for the Nets. But, you know, maybe he'll get Giannis and give up all those assets we gave you to get Mikal Bridges.
We shall see. Now, last night, you did have the Pacers move into the conference finals for a second year in a row. They were in Cleveland again, and, well, they disposed of the Cavaliers.
Nembhard one-on-one on top with Garland. He does go after him. He got into the lane and banked it in. As he is fouled, he then turns to his bench and headbutts teammates as he goes to the line looking for a three-point play.
Yeah, they were feeling themselves last night as they went in Cleveland again. Wrap up the series in five. Pacers radio with the call. 114-105, the final. Nembhard at 18. Tyrese Halliburton, 31. And Pascal Siakam at 21 points, 8 rebounds. Siro Siakam wants to go further than they did last postseason.
We were just here last year, so I think for us, it's just that focus got to shift. Like, we got to be wanting more, and to me, that's what I'm going to continue to preach to the guys.
Likely with another matchup with the Knicks, if the Knicks take care of business tonight or in the next couple of games. Here is Donovan Mitchell, 31 in the loss, but didn't shoot it well. He says, yeah, it's hard to lose all three games at home in this series.
I love playing in that arena, man. Like, that energy, that crowd, we're 0-3 at home, you know, let the city down, man. This place is special. This place is really special, and we didn't get it done.
It's not that special. It's Cleveland. Come on, Donovan. I know that you're trying to be nice here. It's Cleveland. I mean, and they were special when LeBron was there because LeBron was there, and you thought you had something special. You didn't. You're out in the second round. Don't try to tell me that arena is special. Stop.
64-18 and outs.
Amazing. You know, yep. Injuries. And they tried to play. Most of those guys gave it their best go. But, man, Indiana 2 years in a row has gotten really, really, I don't say lucky, but they're fortunate that the other teams that they have played, with the exception of the Celtics last year, these teams have all been injured and significantly injured.
Speaking of the injuries, and I, you know what, I should have grabbed it at the time when I saw it because I think people have killed Tibbs forever about playing his guys too many minutes. And it was a doctor, again, who knows what he's, but what he was saying was the reason why the Knicks this year are
out there
excelling right now and healthy and they're fine with all these minutes is because of the minutes they've logged and their bodies are used to it, whereas some of these guys are starting to play more minutes than they normally would, which, and he wasn't blaming the Tatum injury on it specifically, but it's easy to see how all of a sudden it's overuse when you're not used to it.
Well, just so you know, Jason Tatum, since 2017, the year he was drafted, has played more minutes and more games than any player in the NBA.
Even this season on an average basis, meaning he's playing more right now in the postseason than he was on an average basis in the regular season. Now we're getting into the weeds. But
yeah, I you know, all I can tell you is that since he came into the league, he's played more minutes and more games than anybody else. And this is just one of those freak injuries like most of these Achilles injuries are. Like, they don't even really happen. I mean, like this one, he's stretching for the ball and it's like a quick movement and all of a sudden that thing pops.
Yeah,
who knows why?
And you remember last year the Knicks in the postseason also did have good fourth quarters, and this was brought up where these other teams are not as conditioned in the fourth quarter as the Knicks are. But then that narrative went away when all the Knicks got hurt.
Understood. And injuries do happen, and I get that. But we're not talking about all the minutes right now.
Speaking about injuries, it looks like Sam Hauser is going to play tonight for the Celtics.
I told you this is
buckle up.
This
buckle
is full
here we go.
Now.
Here we go. Yeah, buckle up, boys.
50 for Hauser. Puts the team on his back.
Sam Hauser is not going for 50 tonight.
Wins three straight.
That's not happening.
I mean, this is the way. I mean, the way Boomer's been talking about him. This is a dangerous, dangerous man. I mean, it's almost like getting Jordan back, and like when Jordan came back from baseball.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
it's almost like that. Where like the whole league is now shuddering.
I had a driver who took me down that yesterday. That whole thing about Michael Jordan leaving, coming back, and winning championships.
Yeah,
and So anyway. It's the depth issue that the Knicks would have had against Boston had they not lost the guy early on.
All right, so they're getting a guy back, but they just lost their best player.
I know that, but what I'm saying, it goes to the depth portion of the team and how important that second group is for the Boston
Celtics.
Everybody
knows Hauser's the most talented guy in our roster. Everybody knows that, Jerry, so stop fighting it.
Well, the point being is that they'll get him back. They'll install Kristaps Porzingis as a starter, and now they'll have another guy to be able to at least lean on. Yeah, you know, maybe 20 minutes, assuming his ankle is good enough to go that long.
And by the way, speaking of Michael Jordan, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but he's going to be a special contributor on NBC with basketball. It's like, why is he doing this now? It doesn't make any sense.
Because NBC is going retro.
You know what I'm thinking, why is he? I know why NBC
the
would ask.
And John Tesh. And
I know why they would ask.
And everything else.
And he's bored.
I know why.
He's got nothing to do.
I don't know.
He's got nothing to do. He lives the greatest life. He's got the Grove down there with these drones dropping off drinks.
Yeah, no, that's right. Answer. That's where he is. He spends most of his time.
Right. He's sitting there gambling on golf. He's doing what every man would love to do.
Then what's the answer?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
To remain relevant. That's why.
He'll be relevant till the day he dies and then many
days
after.
It's like Tom Brady. Why is he doing what he's doing?
Well, he's sick in the head. He's just like he's just out of football. He needs to do something. Like Jordan's been out of basketball forever, and he goes deep sea fishing. He loves that on the big boats and the Gulf. He plays golf at the Grove. He built his own golf course. It's got amazing amenities in it. He's been doing this for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, I want to do. So he better come in with some like real like opinions and things and not just be Michael Jordan. And
right, you don't want him to be Gretzky or Montana.
Right. Let's go. Let's slam some dudes. Let's crush him.
I don't know that that's him, though.
Let's do some back in my day. This crap wouldn't happen.
Well, he was an owner of an NBA team, so he, you know, obviously had seen players up close and personal as to whether or not they're any good or not. He knows.
It was a weird hire.
But will he say it?
I mean, will somebody ask him a question? Who's the guy that most resembles the way that you used to play?
They'll say Anthony Edwards, who is actually my son. That's what he's going to say. Those two guys look a lot alike.
I mean, it is scary.
Yeah, I mean, and facially, I'm saying. I mean,
the way he plays, the way he bounces, the basketball, the whole thing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.